Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, folks, into Weekend Kickoff. We are at the Treasure Chest Casino. Steve Geller along with Mike Dettelier, and now happy to welcome in the new head coach of Tulane football, Will Hall, to the radio huddle. Will, how's it going, man? How's your day going?
Man, it's going great, guys. How are y'all?
Doing great, coach. Again, congratulations on getting the job. And, you know, you had success at a couple places, not so much at Southern Miss. And so I guess what everybody sort of asked me to ask you is, what have you learned in the success part of things and maybe not so successful at Southern Miss that you've learned throughout the process in this ever-changing world of college athletics that seems to change every day? There's something. What have you learned from the good and maybe not so good of being a head coach?
Yeah, well, I think you learn something every day in all phases of life, you know. And like you said, I've been a head coach for 10 years, turned around three programs. We won a ton of games at my first two and then won a bowl game in the second year and turned it around. Some things changed in college athletics and did some things that I, you know, definitely could have done better. But I tell you, man, I really love Tulane. I love this place. I was here under two different leaders and winners and was able to see them do it and see what works at Tulane under two different regimes. And I'm at a point in time in my career where, you know, I've always been an overcomer and a winner. And, and I just feel, like I said in my interview or my press conference, I am the best guy and the right guy at this place at this time. And I have no doubt in that. And I know the players certainly feel that way too. And we're excited about the future.
Coach, kind of get your philosophy a little bit about, you're still involved with the high school recruiting, but today it's so much having to do with the transfer NIL era of things and sort of your philosophy on how you kind of cut the line between going after the best high school recruits you can get, and yet you can fill an immediate need, maybe with somebody with some experience through the transfer portal. Your kind of philosophy on that.
Yeah, I think high school recruiting is something you have to do every year at each spot. When you look at the great players that have come out of Tulane over the last several years, you know, whether they went to the NFL and finished their career here or they got in the portal late in their career and got a lot of money to some top 10 programs. You talk about the Michael Pratts, the Jaquan Jacksons, the Tajay Spears, Dorian Williams, Cam Sample, Patrick Johnson. You know, those went straight to the NFL from here. Then you've got guys that went to the portal from here and made a lot of money, like Darian Mensah, Makai Hughes, Rayshon Pleasant, Alex Bauman. All of those guys were high school signees. that came here and developed. And, you know, I just think high school recruiting at this level is paramount. And it's something you have to do every year because you usually don't reap the rewards of it till year two, year three from signing that high school kid. So you've got to be diligent about it. You've got to be intentional about it. And it's got to be an every year thing. That's something we've been able to do here. Coach Summerall and his staff have done a great job. I was able to be a part of this class. We've got some young kids in our program that are fixing to be really good football players. I'm excited about them. Our true freshmen that are coming in this class, our redshirt freshmen from this year, our true sophomores and redshirt sophomores have bright, bright futures. I mean, there's some good ones. Now, as far as the portal goes, you know, we've got to attack the portal every day. We've got to see, you know, what we're not able to retain. And look, man, like, nobody retains everybody, not even Alabama and Ohio State and LSU retain everybody. So, you know, we got to see what we're not going to retain, where the holes and gaps are relative to the high school kids that are in our program that are developing. And we've got to add to it with the portal. That's something we've been good at, you know, over the last few years. So I know that's a long answer, but I think high school recruiting is what lays your foundation and allows you to build on it. Portal recruiting has got to be more of a seek and destroy, you know, one shot, one kill type method where you find exactly what you need for that particular scheme you're running and you go get it.
I know you're gearing up for the Ole Miss game, but how much time have you spent trying to accumulate a staff that you'll have certainly when things are over with in the season for Tulane, and also about re-recruiting your own players, which, man, I've talked to so many head coaches, and it's like re-recruiting the same guy every year, but you have to do it, and you know if you don't, somebody's going to come poach him. So that's taken up a tremendous amount of your time trying to get a staff and also keeping the guys here that are getting, you know, through representation, offers to go somewhere else.
It is, you know, but, man, I think it's just relationships, you know, are like that all the time. You know, I mean, you guys have a job, I have a job, and if – you know, all of a sudden we're trying to retain a kid today and it's the first time we're trying to retain him, then we're probably not going to. But I think the way you treat people every time you're around them, I think there's an effect of that builds and builds and builds. So we try to treat people the right way here. We try to be very demanding of them. Young men want to be pushed. They want to think that they're somewhere that's going to push them to be the best they can be. I say all the time, they didn't come to college for another friend. They came for a coach. And so I think our young men here under Coach Summerall and obviously moving forward with me know that we're here to develop them. We're here to love them. We're here to meet their needs, but also train them that life's not easy. And sometimes like successful people get good work done on their bad days. You know, that's what separates successful people from average people is the bad days. Everybody does good on good days, but can you do your job? Can you do what's expected of you when times are tough? And, you know, do these young men feel the love? Do they feel, you know, that they matter? And, you know, sometimes money is bigger than all that, but if it's close, I think young men are going to always go where they know they're treated the best and demanded the most out of. And that's where you got to win. You got to win on the close. You know, the outliers, you know, the Darian Minces and getting that money to go to Duke, you're not going to win that battle, you know. But the close ones, it comes down to relationships and how you're running your program and how they're treated. And I think we've done a great job of that here under Coach Summerall, and I think we'll continue to. I know we'll continue to.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coach, one of the things when they ask me to speak to different groups is I tell young people two things in life learn how to do. One, learn how to listen, because most people, they just want to talk. They don't want to listen. And secondly, learn from your mistakes. Learn from what you did bad. You learn more from your mistakes than what you learn from things that happened good in your life. Now, when you're 19, 20, or 23 years old, you maybe don't grasp that. When you get up in age, you understand the part of listening and learning from your mistakes.
No question. I tell people all the time, you know, if we've got a group of kids in the kitchen right now, the one that's most likely not to touch the hot stove is the one that's touched it before. You know, so learning from your mistakes, learning, you know, and improving on everything you do. You know, sometimes that's an easy thing in life, like touching a hot stove. That's self-explanatory. Other times in life, that's hard because, you know, we talk all the time in our program that, you know, you got to have a one play at a time mentality. That's both in football and in life. No matter what successes you've had in your past, you got to wake up today and do it again. And no matter what has gone wrong for you, you got to pick yourself up and you got to go again. And that's something we definitely train in our program. You know, toughness is one of our core values, and discipline is as well. And that mental toughness to understand that failure is not the opposite of success. Success runs through failure. Failure is a part of success. There's no successful person out there in the world that hadn't failed a lot. You know, Steph Curry's missed a whole lot of three-pointers. Now, he's made a whole lot, too. But to make them, you got to miss them. You got to take the shots.
Coach, when you look at the way the game is played today, and you still, to me, you still got to be able to run the football. I think it's an underrated part of winning at every level, being able to run the football when you need to and have to. But with 7-on-7 sort of changed the world. I think now you're getting quarterbacks and receivers that are much more advanced in the pitch and catch game than ever before. And so it's all about evaluation of which one of those guys can do the best job for you.
That's right. I lost you right there just for a second. Will you repeat that? The phone.
Yeah. One of the things is
You were talking about 7-on-7.
Yeah, I think 7-on-7 gives coaches an opportunity. You get a much more refined quarterback and receiving core than ever before because they play it almost. And down here, you can play what, 11 months out of the year, most likely. You could do it if you had to. I think you're getting that, but I think the key is finding the right quarterback and the right wide receivers that can fit what you want to do. Because I think you're getting a more advanced product than ever before coming from the high school ranks.
That's so true. But also, football is one of the few sports that doesn't transfer, you know, team to team. What I mean is, if you throw a 99-mile-an-hour fastball with a great curve and a great split finger, that transfers mound to mound no matter what team you're on. If you can shoot three-pointers and you can you know, play basketball, that transfers much easier schematically from team to team in basketball. But in football, if you're a great middle linebacker for one team, when you transfer to another team, and you were talking about quarterbacks and receivers, so we'll just use that as an example. If you're a great quarterback for one team and you transfer to another team, then let's say you're great at completing curl routes for one team. Well, the way they call curls on the other team will be a totally different language. You know, I mean, so learning the language in football is the gap that you have to cross. It's not playing the game. It's getting comfortable. You know, think about the great Peyton Manning. When he left the Colts and went to the Broncos, year two is when he took off and had the great, great year. And, I mean, he's the great Peyton Manning. And he was just getting comfortable with the Broncos' new terminology and scheme. So you do have so many more kids that are so much more skilled throwing and catching than ever before. The terminology gap is the one you've got to get past. And, and you've seen that with Jake this year with us. You know, he got here in July. And how much better is Jake playing now than he was early in the year? And that's nothing. He's no better a player. He's just so much more comfortable in our system. He knew he's made protection checks a million times in his life. He just hasn't used the words and the terms that we have. And so, yeah, man, I mean, that's just the gap you have to get past.
Coach, this is sort of a personal question, but I grew up on the Bayou. I still live there. You grew up in what, Emory, Mississippi?
Yep.
Oh, okay. My thing is, people tell me, what would you describe your childhood in the neighborhood like? I was like, you know what? It's the closest thing you could compare to Mayberry. You know, Andy Griffith. And I sort of suspect where you grew up, it was an exact similar type situation.
No doubt, man. My graduating class, 9 through 12 at Amory High School was about 400 to 450 students. And my boys, we live in River Ridge. My boys go to John Curtis. Man, I tell people all the time, living in River Ridge and going to Curtis my boys are growing up almost exactly how I grew up. I mean, they drive a golf cart to school every morning. The kids are running around on their bicycles playing basketball. You know, they win almost every football game they play, which was like growing up in Amory playing for my dad. So it is, man. This culture down here in this city and the surrounding, I'm just going to call them neighborhoods around it because it is, they have, the towns have different names, but it's just a bunch of neighborhoods and people. I said it in my press conference, New Orleans wakes up happy. It does, man. I've lived in towns and cities that doesn't. This place wakes up happy and it wakes up looking forward to the day and what party we're going to go to that day. And I'm a guy that wakes up that way. I'm a guy that wakes up ready to attack the day and can't wait to see what's in store for that day. So me and my wife and my two boys, we love it here.
Roll wave, Coach Hall. Thanks so much for joining us tonight.
Thank you, Coach. Appreciate it.
Thank you all so much. Roll wave.
Will Hall, new head coach of the Tulane football program, joining us there.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.